episode 451, Ignite.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio. Happy day, beautiful ladies. How are you? Can you believe you are in the house, ready to rock and ignite? Today is the day to be motivated and inspired to the next level. One huge question. Everybody says, how do you keep going? How do you keep doing it over and over and over again? Don't you get tired? The answer to that question is, yes, I get tired. And if you don't get tired, then you're not human either. We're human. We're going to get tired. We're going to feel kind of bogged down and drained at times. We're going to feel overwhelmed and frustrated. But you can ignite. You can overcome where you're kind of feeling like you're just dangling over an ocean and you're just going to crash right into it. And it's just like every little thread is breaking, but you know what? You have hope and you can ignite you. That's what you need to do. And you're like, okay, well, great. You've got my attention. What do I do? I don't know. No, I do know. We do know what to do. Hold on to the smallest pebble as if it's the biggest boulder. Ignite. What we're trying to do in life is already have the biggest boulder. We already want the reward. We already want the outcome to be. But none of us are willing to hold what may be little, so microscopic that we can't even see it with our own naked eye. And hold on to that and grow it from there. Hold on to the smallest pebble as if it's the biggest boulder. Ignite. Don't think about what you haven't done. Celebrate what you have done, what you have accomplished. Celebrate the little things. What little things did you accomplish today that you never celebrate? I can think of one thing immediately. You woke up. You're alive. That is something that should ignite you. That's something to say, oh my gosh, yeah, I really am. I was given and gifted another day. But we take it for granted as if, oh, well, I go to sleep. I'm going to wake up. There's no guarantee. And we may be reminded of that once in a while by something tragic happening in our lives. But even that feeling fades away. You're not guaranteed your next second. That's why it's so important and essential to be present in what you do. Ignite. Throw away the guilt and embrace flexibility. Maybe you aren't going somewhere as fast as you wish you could get there. You know when you're driving on a long road trip and you just keep driving and it may only be like 6 hours away, but for some reason it's 4.5 hours and you feel like you've been driving for 12 hours long and it keeps going and going and dragging on. And then things come up and, you know, you have to take a detour because what? Road construction. They decided to close an exit. So now you have to go down two other exits and still come over another highway in order to get back on track. And you've added another 45 minutes to your trip. Throw away the guilt. Don't worry about the deadlines always of getting things done. Now, at some points, we do have to worry about those deadlines. But all the time, we're always focused on the outcome. Am I getting there? Gosh, I didn't get my whole to-do list done. Well, maybe what you did get done was what you were supposed to get done. Today, I had a cancellation in a call. And oddly enough, I had another call that came in. I guarantee you, I know for a fact that cancellation happened because that call, I needed to take that call. Gives me goosebumps thinking about that. And you may say, oh, well, that's just maybe coincidental. It's no big deal. It's the pebble that I'm holding on to as if it's the biggest boulder. Because you see, my day was kind of like that. It was crazy. I had everything laid out how I wanted it to go. And I said, oh, I am ready to attack this day. I've got it all mapped out and there's no reason. I'm just going to get it all done. I know I am. Not even 2 hours into what I wanted to accomplish for the day, I'd already scratched off 3 things and changed it. And I was like, really? Really? Throw away the guilt and embrace the flexibility. I could sit here and beat myself up over it and say, gosh darn it, why didn't you make that happen? You could have. You could have gone against the grain of things. But sometimes you just have to go with the flow. Embrace flexibility. In order to ignite your dreams, ignite your passions, to ignite your spark, to ignite your fire within you, it has to start with you. You have to be ignited. That's where you have to hold on to the smallest pebble as if it's the biggest boulder. Ignite. I don't want you floundering around in your day going, oh gosh, if I just could grasp that golden ticket, if I could just win the Powerball, everything else would be all right. Wouldn't it be nice? I would love to win the Powerball, especially when it was like over, I don't know, when it got up to something crazy. For those of you who are in another country, over here we have something called the Powerball. Basically, you buy a ticket. It's a raffle. And I kind of like to think it's bingo, but it's really not bingo. But they have 5 balls and then 1 Powerball. So you have to, if you match all 6, you win the big pot of money, okay? And you buy these tickets, and it's like $1 or whatever it is. Maybe it's $2. I have no idea. I very rarely play it. If we play it, my hubby's buying one. But anyway, the Powerball was like record high. And yeah, ultimately, wouldn't it be cool to win the Powerball? Do you know how much we could do with that? How we could really impact the world? That's what gives me goosebumps. Not because, oh, I'm never going to have bills to pay. I'll never have to work again. You know what? I don't want to stop working again. That means I won't get to chat with you. I love working. I love what I do. Do I love every bit of it? No. But you see, I embrace and I hold on to the smallest pebble as if it's the biggest boulder. I hold on to that because there are going to be days that you just feel like a pile of manure. And maybe you smell like one too. I'm joking. You don't smell bad. You don't smell bad at all. I just had to say that because around here we sometimes smell like cows and it can be really, really potent. I'm just saying. But you don't want to get stuck. You don't want to get stuck beating yourself up and saying, I'm not going anywhere today. I need to ignite. What is it? I need to find that one statement, the one whatever. There sometimes isn't that one. It all has to come from within you. I personally know for me, in order to ignite, I pray. I know that it's my time to say, okay, I got to have a connection. Because you see, a lot of times we're working it backwards. We're using earthly logic. We need to think with heavenly logic. You have exactly what you need when you need it. The smallest to the biggest gifts, God's blessings. He gives it to you. But again, we're always looking for what? That big Powerball, the big golden ticket. We want that biggest boulder first. And sometimes we have to hold those little pebbles for a really long time as if they are the biggest boulder. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Don't let your doubt sabotage your day. Don't let your lack of self-confidence and self-esteem hold you from what God says you were created to do. You have a pebble within you. Ignite it. Start the spark within yourself. Know that it's there. And know that just taking the next step will ignite your today. I love you so very much. And all I want to do is see you out there doing what you love to do, taking care of a family, blossoming, turning into an amazing woman that God created you to be. So go out and ignite. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.